Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by the AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. If it feels like you've been seeing more and more dead deer along the side of the road, well, it's not your imagination. They're everywhere right now. This is the time of year when Michigan drivers slam into deer more than any other, and the numbers are honestly insane. Michigan saw over 56,000 deer crashes last year, and November alone accounted for more than 10,000 of them. A new statewide crash report shows which counties had it worst, and yes, Genesee and Lapeer both landed in the top 10 again. Anyone who drives Irish Road, M24, Baldwin Road, Hill Road, or pretty much any rural stretch between Flint and Lapeer already knows how it goes. One minute, the road is nice and empty. The next minute, a deer launches out of the ditch like it's trying to take you out. Not to mention I-69, that stretch is brutal this time of year. Most of these crashes happen between October and December, but November is easily the peak. The advice hasn't changed much. Stay alert, especially at dawn and dusk. And if you see one deer, you might as well assume more are right behind it. And whatever you do, do not swerve. Brake hard, keep the wheel straight, and stay in your lane. Swerving is how people end up in a way worse situation. And in Mackinac County, a sailing man died Saturday afternoon in a snowmobile crash in the Upper Peninsula. Rescue crews were called at 12:58 p.m. Saturday, January 3rd, to the area of Bay City Lake Road near Trail 47 in Clark Township for a reported snowmobile crash, according to the Michigan State Police. The preliminary investigation showed the driver of the snowmobile, a 61-year-old saline man, was snowmobiling on Trail 47 when he hit a bump on the trail and was thrown from the snowmobile, police said. Emergency first aid was administered at the scene, but the man was pronounced dead. Drugs and alcohol do not appear to be factors in the crash. And in Traverse City, Michigan, a hospital in Traverse City was under a brief lockdown this morning after a person made an alleged verbal threat of violence. At 8:31 a.m., Traverse City Police Department said in a news release that officers were dispatched to the Munson Medical Center around 6:30 a.m. for a possible threat complaint. By 8:30 a.m., the individual was in custody. There was no longer a threat to the public, police said. There were no injuries. The lockdown was lifted around 8:12 a.m. And in the long and winding case of the 2011 murder of Andrea Ilber, continues with another jury trial on January 13th in Lapeer County's Circuit Court. Kenneth Carl K.C. Grondin III will go through another trial because the Michigan Court of Appeals overturned his first-degree murder conviction in 2018 due to a flawed jury verdict form that may have confused the jury. Grondin was charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of Ilber, 20, of Otisville, who was shot in 2011 at the home of a relative in Mayfield Township. Grondin was Ilber's boyfriend at the time of her murder. However, on February 11, 2019, Grondin's conviction was reversed and the case remanded back to Lapeer County Circuit Court for a new trial due to a defect in the verdict form. To confound the issue, Chadwick Shane Mobley emerged in 2023 as a suspect in Ilber's murder from evidence found at the scene with his DNA on a cigarette butt. Because of that, Mobley was arrested, charged in Ilber's murder, and was sentenced in July 2023 to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Even though Mobley was found guilty of a murder, the case against Grondin remains, and it does cast a shadow on the case against him, as he has always maintained his innocence. Since the issue with the verdict form, Grondin was released and has been under house arrest and ordered to wear an ankle monitor while awaiting a new trial, which he will finally get this month. Eilber was found bound and shot once in the back of the head at the home of her aunt and uncle in Mayfield Township, where she was house-sitting. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories. All caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, Homeland Security defends revocation of TPS for Venezuelans. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem defended the administration's decision to revoke temporary protected status for Venezuelans on national television Sunday. Noem argued that the removal of Maduro signifies a shift in the country's stability that warrants a re-evaluation of protected statuses. However, critics point out that the ongoing military presence and civilian unrest make a safe return difficult for many refugees. And in our international news, deadly flash floods devastate Afghanistan. Heavy rains and unseasonable snowfall have triggered devastating flash floods across Afghanistan, killing at least 17 people. Emergency responders are struggling to reach remote areas where homes and livestock have been swept away. The disaster adds to the humanitarian burden in a region already grappling with food insecurity and extreme winter weather. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And we still have that hazardous weather outlook. There is a slight chance for light freezing rain and wintry mixed after midnight tonight as a warm front begins to lift into area. Ice accumulation of a light glaze is possible, and that is for the following counties of Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe.